It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. The StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited Las Cruces last year. Every Monday, we're presenting portions of the interviews that were conducted during the visit. Today, we hear from retired Army Colonel and Vietnam veteran Larry Candelaria. He is interviewed by his wife, Connie.
I was one of 12 boys and three girls, 15 altogether. My dad was a heavy equipment operator, had a third grade education. He had been a cowboy in the King's Ranch and had met my mother many years before, kissed her, and he thought she was pregnant because he kissed her in the bell tower of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Isleta, Texas. My mother got her GED when she was 67 years old. I went to the seminary with the Jesuits in Mexico, in Guadalajara, and then Mexico
also,
City.
You might want to mention that because your parents separated, they never divorced, but they did separate when you were 10 years old, and the priest at your local church, Mount Carmel, offered to take you in as his admin assistant, and you were 10 years old, and from there on, you lived with the priests.
That is correct, and then I decided to become one of them. I went on after Jesuit. It was a college preparatory school. That was probably the toughest school I've ever been to. Then I went to UTEP. I had no money. I didn't even have a dime in my pocket. And I went to the philosophy department first because I had decided I wanted to do something with philosophy, psychology, and English. I went to all the department heads and I said, look, I have no money and I cannot be in school. Can you help me? They all gave me scholarships. And then they even pointed me to the athletic department to Mr. Haskins, Don Haskins, who paid double the price of UTEP normal fee for tutors. I joined ROTC. They offered me a four-year scholarship, and I turned it down because I wanted to get out and become a lawyer. That never happened. Instead, I gave them 20-plus years, and I didn't want to give them 5 years. I can still kick myself over that one. Well, after graduation on May the 27th, 1967, I was a distinguished military student and I'm a distinguished military graduate. I married July the 31st, 1967. I received orders for Vietnam. I was the admin officer for the Assistant Chief of Staff, G2, which is intelligence, at headquarters, United States Army, Vietnam. That was April of 1970. Then from there, after 6 months, there was a policy that you could move anywhere you wanted to in Vietnam after you served 6 months with some unit. I arrived at the AmeriCal, which accepted me. I called a lot of divisions, and they were full. But I finally ended up with the AmeriCal division, and I was supposed to be the personnel actions officer, but that never happened. The casualty chief walked out, and he was drunker than a skunk, and the boss told me that he had just relieved him, and I was going to become the chief of casualty. My smile dropped from my face, and I think I turned white because casualty branch is a very difficult place to be. We cleaned up the place. In one month, we went from number 35 to number one. Our military discipline was good. Our dress procedures had improved. We had new procedures. Every morning, I got ID cards, and I went with the mortuary officer to the mortuary, and we had to open the bags and look at the ID card and see if we could identify that soldier. The first time I did that, I had to get outside and vomit. And I was crying. I couldn't stop crying. Anyway, I finally got myself together and went in, and mortuary officer was a second lieutenant. I was a captain, and I felt really embarrassed. But, you know, when you see an 18-year-old, 19-year-old with half of his face gone or no chest or just a boot, it just gets to the best of you.
I think any age person would react the way you did to that situation, though.
Then I had to turn around, get on my Jeep, and go over to the hospital and verify the casualties that we had a roster of for that night. I remember one Hispanic soldier. He had no legs, no arms, and the general was putting the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star for valor on this soldier. The general was crying, the aide was crying, and I was crying. he said, the general asked him, "Soldier, what happened to you?" He says, "General, I jumped on a grenade to save my buddies with his helmet, and it blew him up in the air, and he lost his arms and legs." And he said, "General, I would do it all over again." Boy, that really knocked me over. So this job was not easy. It was, as I would call it, an awful job that somebody had to do. But we had to do it with honor and professionalism.
You can listen to the full interview with retired Army Colonel and Vietnam veteran Larry Candelaria at krwg.org. Funding for this segment was provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for their residents, accepting applications in their 3 sanitized homes. More information at 575-525-9215 or heritage-lc.com.